jury comes in, just for your exhibits 92 and 93, if I could get a hard copy of those, they're not on the thumb drive for some reason. And in my binders, it says produced in native format, and I don't know what that means. So if we could just get those two in hard copy, I'd appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right, are we ready for the jury?
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, your next question, ma'am.
Thank you. Mr. Depp, I'd like to show you another audio recording that is Plaintiff's Exhibit 397. And for the record, we intend to play the portion that is 1 hour, 4 seconds to 1 hour, 2 minutes, and 50 seconds.
All right, so there's no objection to 397 coming into evidence in its entirety? Okay, the audio is coming in. It's 397 in evidence, and then you want to play that part. It's fine.
Well, those wishes don't come true.
What thing do you want to say to me, fucking piece of shit?
Those wishes don't come true.
What else do you want to fucking say to me, piece of shit? What else? You know what I mean? You gotta say to me, quick.
I wish you the best.
Hey, buddy, you fuck yourself. Go suck your own dick. You're used to it. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll write you a check for the extra sip I took. Is that okay? Sure. Stingy old fucking piece of shit.
You're the one that brought it up.
Mm-mm. You did. You said, don't drink my wine. That's mine.
I didn't say that.
Oh, you didn't?
I said, I didn't think you were looking for anymore.
Rewind.
Probably defended me pretty good in front of your Rocky and your pop and your mom. You. I've tried so fucking hard with you. I've tried so hard.
Hey, if you ever learn this shit, it's gonna be fucking something yours. You never learn. Out to God. Out to God. Jack's stepfather teaches him more about being a man than even fucking your fucking left nut.
Hey, that's good. You gave me some shit about my kids, just like in London that you desired. Never again. Stay away. You don't exist. You will not be getting my words.
Mr. Depp, could you please describe to the jury what they just heard in that audio recording?
I don't know when. I don't know when that, if there's a date on that, but clearly there was some animosity and another clash, and misheard once again. Felt it necessary to bring my bring my kids, my son into that argument and say that she hopes that my son's stepfather can teach him how to be a man, since I couldn't. And I believe she says something about more man in the stepfather than would be existing in my, I believe the term was left nut.
How often did Ms. Hurd bring your children into your arguments?
Too often.
And at the end of your relationship, how was Ms. Hurd's relationship with your children?
Non-existent. They, my children, my kids are far more intelligent than I am, and they wouldn't be around Ms. Hurd any, they refused to be around her anymore. They didn't like the way she treated me, which was written in a very elegant letter by my daughter, actually, to to Ms. Hurd. I don't know if that's in evidence, but I remember the my daughter sent a text to Ms. Hurd.
Objection, Your Honor. Just hearsay. It's one thing for the witness to tell his story. It's another thing for him to tell other people's stories.
All right. We can move on. Okay.
I'm sorry. I read the email.
Yeah, I understand. Next question.
When did you learn that Ms. Hurd had filed for divorce?
Well, it was, let's see, Betty Sue was the 20th. That night I spoke to her about the divorce. 21st was the kicker. I believe it was on the 23rd, and I had already left town for New York to prepare for the tour.
Did Ms. Hurd know that you were out of town at that time?
I don't know.
When did you learn that Ms. Hurd had made domestic abuse allegations against you?
The 27th of May, which is in fact my daughter's birthday, I saw that she had gone to a court, was, I don't know, some court, and there were paparazzi everywhere, and her, and a brown mark on her face. And it was also happened to be the day that Alice in Wonderland 2, Through the Looking Glass, was opening, and that's the day that she chose to go to the courthouse and get a TRO. a temporary restraining order against me, but I was in Europe already at that point.
Mr. Depp, I'd like to show you what's been marked as Plaintiff's Exhibit 487. And just for the record, this is a very long document, and we will be showing pages 492 through 494.
There's no objection to the document 487? I assume, are you entering this in evidence now, or are you just showing it?
I can give them an opportunity go through it with Mr. Depp, if that's okay. Mr. Depp, do you recognize any of these text messages that are on the screen in front of you?
Vague memory of these.
And who were these communications between?
Looks like myself in the, it's me, in the green, and Ms. Hurd's words in the blue.
And do your communications reflect that Ms. Hurd understands that you're in New York?
I'm sorry?
What is the date of your text messages here on this page?
That's the 23rd of May, 2016. And hers are the 24th of May, 2016.
And based off of these communications, does this refresh your recollection that Ms. Hurd knew that you were in New York on this date?
In her text, you know, when do you leave? What was clear that I was leaving right away, but I'm not sure that I wasn't already, because I wasn't in New York City. We weren't playing New York City. We were rehearsing in a like a casino, a big casino, and that was where we did our first show first show to practice for the tour, the European tour. So I don't know if I was either leaving for New York, but I think I was already there, because New York City, I don't recall that we were playing New York City. So maybe I was suggesting going there. I don't know.
Could we please turn to page 494? And Mr. Depp, do you see the text message from Ms. Hurd on May 24th, 2016 at 6:33?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Okay. And do you understand what Ms. Hurd is referring to in this text message?
Is it all right if I just take a quick glance?
Please do.
Thank you. Thank you. That's better. I remember, yes. I recall this.
And what do you recall about this?
That it made no sense to me. It just didn't make any sense to me, especially about, well, as long as you don't file, nobody will know. Again, I'm not all that familiar with these types of things, but if it's two people in a relationship and the relationship is ending, in any case, the outcome is divorce. So I didn't understand these explanations of this can happen or it cannot happen, and I only did this because my lawyers said to, and didn't make any sense to me, and it looked like she was kind of grabbing at straws, trying to figure out what, in fact, to do.
Mr. Depp, I'd like to just ask you about a couple statements Ms. Heard makes in this text message. She first says, just confirm that the cover letter is completely private and has nothing to do with any public record. Do you see that? The first sentence in the text message?
Yes, I do.
Do you know what cover letter Ms. Heard is referring to?
No, I don't.
Okay. And then she says, and only included the domestic violence / restraining order stuff because I called the lawyer when the cops were here and I didn't know what to do or why that happened and was scared. Do you see that?
Yes.
Do you know what Ms. Heard is referring to when she said that?
No.
And then dropping down to the bottom, it says two lines up, I thought you filed. Do you see that?
Yes.
And do you have any understanding as to why Ms. Heard thought you had already filed?
No. I had on the night of the 20th was when I told her on the phone that I was going to file. For divorce, and in the way that I had explained it, to keep everything nice and calm and even. But on the 23rd, Chief filed, and so I hadn't had a chance to file.
Your Honor, I would move Plaintiff's Exhibit 487, specifically the portions from page 492 to 494 into evidence.
So you just want page 492 to 494?
Yes, Your Honor. It's a 700-page document, so I...
Just page 4... Well, are you going to ever put more 487 in, I guess is the question.
I believe so, Your Honor.
So this is 487A?
Certainly. That would make sense.
Okay. So 487A, page 492 to 494. Any objection to those two pages?
No, Your Honor.
All right. Those two pages are in evidence.
Just for clarity, is that two pages or three pages?
That would be three pages, if that's no, correct.
That's correct.
Okay, 492 to 494, okay.
And could that please be published to the jury?
Oh.
Mr. Depp, Ms. Heard did end up seeking a temporary restraining order against you, correct?
Yes, she did.
And what did, I believe you already said this, but could you just remind the jury, what date was that?
The 27th of May.
And where were you when you learned that Ms. Heard had actually filed a temporary restraining order against you?
I don't recall if we had left for Europe as yet. that is the Hollywood Vampires, for the tour. So I was either in New York State rehearsing and preparing to go to Europe, or I was already in Europe. I'd have to check the tour dates.
Did you find out on the 27th or shortly thereafter?
No, I found out on the 27th. It was everywhere.
And what do you mean when you say it was everywhere?
It was multiplying and multiplying and multiplying throughout media, throughout social media, throughout so-called sort of straight media or whatever. I was taken aback a bit.
If we could take this down and please pull up Plaintiff's Exhibit 411. Mr. Depp, is this some of the media coverage that you were referring to?
Many things of this nature, yes. Many.
And do you recall actually seeing this specific article?
I don't remember seeing this specific article, but there were already plenty, and certainly more than I was happy to go through. I think once you read one or two of them, the general idea the point had been made clearly.
Your Honor, I'd move Plaintiff's Exhibit 411 into evidence.
Any objection?
No, Your Honor.
All right, 411 in evidence.
Could we please take this down and pull up Plaintiff's Exhibit 414? Mr. Depp?
Yes.
Do you recognize this article at all?
I remember. Yeah, I don't know if it was this one in particular, but I do remember seeing all the various reasons behind the, or her reasons behind her needing to get a temporary restraining order, a TRO against me, which they just started to metastasize into these. There were abuse allegations, and then there was alcohol, and then there was drugs and violence, and it just it was already right then and there before my eyes spinning out of control. And there was not a word that I could say.
Your Honor, I would move Plaintiff's Exhibit 414 into evidence.
Any objection?
No, Your Honor.
All right, 414 in evidence.
And if we could take this down now, please, and put up Plaintiff's Exhibit 409. And Your Honor, if I could move Plaintiff's Exhibit 409 into evidence as well.
Any objection with 409?
No objection.
All right, 409 in evidence. Thank you.
Mr. Depp, do you recall seeing this People magazine article?
Yes, I do.
And when did you see it?
Right when it was released, right when it came out.
Did you speak to anyone about this article?
Yes, I did.
Who did you speak to?
Mostly friends and my sister Christy. Mostly friends. And certainly the band. And my kids. I had to alert them that there might be some ugly things coming out that were most assuredly going to put me in the position of some violent, drug-addled, alcoholic, just reprobate. And I wanted to warn them before they were approached with the People magazine cover in school by other kids, you know. I wanted to be able to explain to them that this was going to be visible, and it's going to be everywhere, and I apologize to them that this was happening.
Had you ever been accused of physically abusing a woman before this point?
No.
How would you describe the impact of these allegations at the time they were made? And Arnold, if you could please take this down.
I felt ill. I felt sick. I mean, I'm sick in a sense that there was no truth in it. There was no truth in it whatsoever. And the fact that it was coming down on me so hard and so quickly, and how it gained momentum around the world, and then you notice people looking at you differently. And then you notice calls stop coming from agents and producers and that sort of thing. This was before, in fact, the Me Too movement had come around. This was a while before that, so I couldn't have expected the Me Too movement to happen, but once that happened, then it just went into skyrocket mode. So you're showered with you know, you're running between drops of lava. You're trying to run between raindrops that are that kill you and destroy you. So I was very confused. I was very hurt because, as I said before, when you're in a relationship and you do give your truth to intimate truths to that person that you're with, and then they start to use all that information and like and stretch it out into something that is completely shocking, because it just didn't happen. And so I felt like it was incredibly cruel and treachery. I felt it was treachery. I don't know if she wanted me to just be erased or drop dead or just let me stick around and allow her to ruin my life for a while and go out of her way to shame me and hurt my kids and hurt people who I've known for many, many years. To say that it was unfair is about the largest understatement that I, it's actually the smallest understatement. I mean, it controlled my every waking second from the moment that I woke up until the moment that I dropped, even on the road playing shows. You'd go out and you'd play for an hour and a half or 2 hours, and you'd do your best to get through that. And I can remember getting off of the, finishing the show, getting on the bus with the other band members, and just going to the back of the bus and you had to get it out. So I just sat back and in the back of the bus and cried and hid it from people.
Mr. Depp, did you ever discuss Ms. Heard's domestic abuse allegations with any producers or directors in the movie industry?
Only if they fell into the category of friends. For example, Tim Burton, who was one of my dearest friends, and known him since we made Edward Scissorhands together in 1990. And we've been very, very, very close friends ever since then. Just friends, you know. And of course, as we were on the road, the fellas in the band, you know, Alice Cooper is the singer of the Vampires, who's a dear friend, and Joe Perry from Aerosmith is in the band, and he's also a dear friend. And then a couple of the other members are just very close friends. And I was bereft of any. You just don't know what to say anymore. You just know what to. So I tried not to talk about it very much at all. But Just to friends.
Mr. Depp, when did you and Ms. Heard divorce?
When was the divorce final?
Yes.
The divorce was final January 2017 on Friday the 13th.
And how were your divorce proceedings resolved ultimately?
My team of lawyers, which included two of my entertainment lawyers, a divorce attorney, and two more attorneys that were on, Blair Burke and someone else. I wanted to, for lack of a better word, I wanted to fight it. I wanted to fight it because there wasn't an ounce, not a grain, not a molecule of truth to it. So I wanted to fight it. They...
Calls for hearsay, Your Honor.
All right. He was speaking about what he wanted to do in the context of the divorce.
I understand. I think the next one was going to be, they said, I don't know. Something like that, so.
Okay.
You can do your next question.
Sure, certainly. Did you pay Ms. Heard any money in connection with your divorce?
Yes.
And how much was that?
Her settlement, she wanted $7 million. I believe that was the settlement, wasn't it? Yes, $7 million.
And was there a joint statement that you and Ms. Heard released?
Yes, that's where I was getting... The advice that I was given was to not to fight.
Objection, Your Honor. Hearsay.
All right. I'll sustain the objection. Next question.
Who wrote the joint statement?
I have no idea. Lawyers.
Did you approve the joint statement before it was issued?
I'll put it this way. I wasn't given much of a choice.
Could we please pull up Plaintiff's Exhibit 408? And Mr. Depp, do you see the second paragraph from the bottom of this page? Is that the joint statement that you and Ms. Heard released together?
That's the joint statement that was released, yes.
And could you please read that joint statement for the jury?
Our relationship was intensely passionate and at times volatile, but always bound by love. Neither party has made false accusations for financial gain. There was never any intent of physical or emotional harm. Amber wishes the best for Johnny in the future. Amber will be donating financial proceeds from the divorce to a charity.
What happened after this joint statement was issued, Mr. Depp?
What happened after that? I suppose, you know, the next move was to start making payments to Ms. Heard. There were scheduled payments. And then at a certain point, Ms. Heard had made statements to the press saying that the $7 million was going to be, $7 million was the settlement, and that $7 million was going to be split up between two charities. One was the ACLU, and the other was the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles, which in fact was a breach of the agreement. Neither one of us were supposed to speak about details, money, anything of that nature. So when Ms. Heard breached that agreement, that was when I asked Ed White, my business manager, to send the first payments directly to the charities in Ms. Heard's name. And after I did that, Ms. Heard was very, very angry that I had made those first payments, and she went into a kind of a tirade about how I should be charged double the seven. I should be charged $14 million, so that because she thought that I was looking for a tax break.
Mr. Depp, between the time that the joint statement was released and the time that the op-ed came out, how many movies did you work on in that time period, if you can recall?
When did the joint statement come out? Was it, I'm sorry.
Could we scroll up, please? I'll withdraw the question for the moment. In the time leading from the divorce through the, in the time period between when your divorce was finalized and the release of the op-ed in December 2018, do you have an estimate as to how many television or movie projects you worked on?
I don't exactly. I believe there was another, maybe a smaller tour with the vampires. I don't remember. It's hard to remember. I've done too many movies.
That's okay.
Sorry.
Your Honor, I apologize. Can we please move into evidence exhibit 408?
All right, any objection to 408?
Yes, Your Honor, I think we don't have any objection to the joint statement that was read, but the rest of the article contains hearsay statements. So
we can redact that in and put
so
it in
So we have redacted 408 with just the statement then? Is that what you're talking about?
Just that second last
paragraph. All right. That statement will be in evidence once we get it redacted. Okay.
All right, thank you. Mm-hmm. If we could please pull up Plaintiff's Exhibit 1. Mr. Depp, do you recognize this document?
Excuse me, yes, I do.
And what is it?
This is Ms. Heard's op-ed for the Washington Post that I believe came out in December of 18. I recognize, yes, I certainly remember this.
And have you actually read this op-ed?
Yes, I have.
And what do you think of it, its contents?
Uh, it was a hell of a start, I'd say, in terms of the title. Can we scroll down a little bit, just for a second? Because I'd like to make a point. Going, reading it and reading the words that she had written about what was obviously it was obviously referring to our relationship. It was obviously referring to me 2 years ago. It all matched up, and so it was clearly about me. And then I read the rest of the article where she talks about, if you could go down, scroll down just a little bit. After the imagine a powerful man as a ship thing. Because she goes into, she talks about, in this section of the piece, she talks about the plight of women, not just in Hollywood, but in general in the world. And there were many things that I did not disagree with in terms of this part of the article. I understand anyone's passion to right the wrongs that have been done for countless years against any being who's suffered at the hands of domestic violence, be it women, men, children. That's something, of course, coming from my background, that I am very, very against any bullying of any human being, any forced violence, any any injustice committed against any human being. So all this part of the article was, strangely, I understood it very well, and I can applaud some of this. I can absolutely say that I believe that it was very well done with regard to violence against women or violence against anyone. It just seemed kind of a strange other side, like a two-headed coin.
Mr. Depp, did you experience any consequences after the release of the op-ed?
Absolutely.
And what were those?
I believe it was, I don't think it took Disney very long, maybe a couple of days, to announce that I had been removed from the Pirates of the Caribbean films franchise, which I learned about reading in a and reading one of these type of, some magazine, the article, where Sean Bailey was quoted, which was very odd to me, as I have had many creative conversations with the Disney people, even to the point of where they were asking me to come back and write Pirates. No. Sorry.
What Disney executives told him is hearsay.
We can move on.
If you want to just restart.
So I can read it out of someone's article, but not from the man's mouth. Is that what happens?
Next question.
Mr. Depp, what to your understanding is the status of Pirates 6?
At this point?
Yes.
I believe it's in dangle mode.
Mr. Depp, have you ever physically assaulted Ms. Heard?
Never.
Have you ever sexually assaulted Ms. Heard?
Never. Certainly not.
What have you lost as a result of Ms. Heard making these allegations against you?
Nothing less than everything. Nothing less than everything. Because when the allegations were made, when the allegations were rapidly circling the globe, telling people that I was a drunken, cocaine-fueled menace who beat women suddenly in my 50s. It's over, you know, you're done. So what did it do to me? What effect did it have on me? I'll put it to you this way. No matter the outcome of this trial, the second the allegations were made against me, the accusations, the second that more and more of these things, as I said, metastasized and turned into fodder for the media, once that happens, or once that happened, I lost then. That is to say, I lost because that is not a thing that anyone is gonna just put on your back for a short period of time. I will live with that for the rest of my life, because of the allegations and because it was such a high profile case. So I lost then, no matter the outcome of this trial. I'll carry that for the rest of my days. And it never had to be that way. It never had to happen. And I don't quite understand why it did in the way that it did.
I have no further questions, Your Honor.
All right. I think it's, I assume you'd rather start tomorrow morning, is that correct?
I'm perfectly happy to start now, Your Honor, or tomorrow morning, whatever Your Honor prefers.
Why don't we go ahead and start a little bit today, just because time is not on our side, okay?
Certainly.
All right, thank you. Cross-examination.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Depp.
Good afternoon, Mr. Rodenborn.
I'm happy that in the last little bit we've gotten to the reason why we're here, and I'd like to start with that. If you could please pull up Plaintiff's Exhibit 2, Michelle. Next page. Your Honor, I believe this is either in evidence or has been stipulated as part of the opening.
I assume no objection to 2.
No objection, Your Honor.
Okay.
Permission to publish?
Yes, sir.
This article, this opinion piece in the middle of the page there, Mr. Depp, this is the opinion piece that Amber Heard wrote in the Washington Post that was published on December 18th, 2018, correct?
Doesn't that say December 19th on it? At the top of the page, doesn't that say December 19th, 2018?
Go ahead and
blow
that up,
Michelle. I believe that the 2018 was the online, was it not?
Okay, so December 18th, December 19th, this piece in the middle of the page is the opinion piece Ms. Heard wrote, right?
Could you make it a little bigger? My eyes are getting smaller.
And this is what you're suing her over, correct?
I'm suing her over defamation. The various falsities that she used to bring my life to an end.
And you understand, Mr.
Many
Depp,
things.
You understand, Mr. Depp, that you cannot, you are not suing her for any damage, alleged damage, or any accusations she made prior to writing this article. You're aware of that. You'd agree with that, right?
Could you say that again, Mr. Rottenborn?
You are not bringing a lawsuit against her, bringing her into court in Virginia for anything that she did prior to writing this article, correct? You know that you can't do that, right?
I have to say that I, as I said, at the top of this, I've never seen this version of the op-ed piece. The version that I saw was the other one that I identified that was on the 18th. This is on the 19th, I believe the 18th. Maybe that was the online version that came out first.
Two years before either the online or the print.
I think
you answered my question, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
2 years before the online and the print version came out, mm-hmm. In 2016, Amber obtained a domestic violence restraining order against you from a California court, correct?
Yes, sir.
And in obtaining that domestic violence restraining order in May 2016, she accused you of domestic abuse, right?
Yes, sir.
And Michelle, if you could blow up the third paragraph down, please. And in the opinion piece that's before you, published in the Washington Post, she wrote, "Then 2 years ago, I became a public figure representing domestic abuse." Correct?
I can't say correct. She wrote it.
And the piece doesn't contain your name, correct?
No, it does not, no.
And other than mentioning the fact of abuse accusations that were made 2 years prior to the publication of this article, the opinion piece doesn't contain any details of your time together, correct?
I think that her, I think it's very easy to write a piece and put the finger on someone without saying their name. There are sneaky ways of writing things. And as I've seen also what the ACLU and their team had to say, they clearly described to Ms. Heard that...
I'll move to strike this as hearsay, Your Honor.
All right. I'll do that. Next.
And I appreciate... Next.
Sorry, it's evidence.
Next question, okay?
Thank you, Your Honor. Mr. Depp, I appreciate you've gotten a lot of chance to talk, and I'm trying to be respectful of the court's time and the jury's time. So I'm going to ask you that question again, because I think it's a pretty simple yes or no question, which is...
You'd like it to be, sir. Nothing simple in this case.
Other than mentioning the fact of abuse accusations made 2 years prior, this opinion piece does not contain any details of your time together. Yes or no?
It contains fragments. This piece here, I don't know, is this word for word with the other piece?
And the article discusses proposed legislation that which you just talked about, correct? You'd agree with that, right?
Yes.
And it discusses Amber's experiences after she had separated from you. You'd agree with that, right?
2 years ago, I became the public face for domestic violence. 2018, 2016, it seemed to me that the puzzle was going to work no matter your angle, sir.
Okay. So I'll take that response as a no, that this piece does not discuss anything prior to Ms. Heard separating from you, and it only discusses her experiences, her biographical experiences, after she separated from you. Correct?
I can't say that.
Okay. Now, you're claiming that due to Amber's allegations of abuse, you can't be in Pirates 6, correct?
I'm saying that after everything had basically hit its media targets, and the hit pieces kept coming, it would be, I mean, I would be a real simpleton to not think that there was an effect on my career based on Ms. Heard's words, whether they mentioned my name or not.
You became aware prior to the publication of this op-ed that you were likely out for Pirate 6, that Disney was considering dropping or dramatically shrinking your role, correct?
No.
Can you pull up Defense Exhibit 113, please? Let's go to 114, please.
Are you changing on me?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Your Honor, but it's the next one, so it's...
Okay, 114? All right.
Sorry, one more. Let's 115, please.
115.
It's 25th October, 2000. In a row.
Mr. Depp, do you
personal
see...
Personal dramas, yes.
Sorry.
Do you have the question, Mr. Ryan?
I did. I was just giving him time to read. Do you see the date of this article beneath those bullet points is October 25th, 2018? Do you see that?
Yes, I do.
And... Do you see that the headline, Hide the Rum, Johnny Depp is
Objection,
out as
Honor.
Jack Sparrow in Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yes. Objection, hearsay.
Hearsay, objection.
I was asking if he became aware. I'm not offering an article
this
for the truth.
This
it's
is
his awareness.
Article from the Daily Mail, Your Honor.
Right, I'm asking if his awareness that he was likely
I'll
out.
I'll allow that question.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, Mr. Depp.
Yes, sir.
Were you aware that as of October 25th, 2018, about 2 months before this op-ed was published, that it was being reported, as it is in this article, that Johnny Depp is out as Jack Sparrow in Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean film franchise as actor battles financial issues and personal dramas? Were you aware of that?
I wasn't aware of that, but it doesn't surprise me given that 2 years had gone by of just constant worldwide talk about me being this wife beater.
Understood, but
so
you...
I'm sure that Disney was trying to cut ties to be safe. The Me Too movement was in full swing at that point.
Right, and to the extent they were trying to cut ties to be safe, that was as long as 2 months before you wrote the op-ed.
Objection calls for speculation.
I'll allow it if you can answer it.
I'm sorry, the question?
To the extent that Disney was trying to cut ties with you, as you say, to be safe, mm-hmm. that was as much as 2 months prior to you publish or to Ms. Heard publishing the op-ed in the Washington Post, correct?
Objection, lack of foundation.
I'll allow it if you can answer it.
October is 2 months before December, that's correct. But it's odd that they were going to release me from my role as Captain Jack Sparrow, but yet kept me on every ride across the world. In the Pirates of the Caribbean rides, I'm in the Los Angeles or the Hollywood one or whatever it is, three or four times, Shanghai, I mean all over the world. So they didn't remove my character from the rides. They didn't stop selling merchandise of Captain Jack Sparrow. They didn't stop selling dolls of Captain Jack Sparrow. They didn't stop selling anything. They just didn't want there to be something trailing behind me that they'd find.
And you aren't aware, you said Pirate 6 in your view is dangling. You're not aware of if or when Pirate 6 will be made, correct?
No, sir.
And the fact is, Mr. Depp, if Disney came to you with $300 million and a million alpacas, nothing on this earth would get you to go back and work with Disney on a Pirates of the Caribbean film. Correct?
That is true, Mr. Rottenborn.
And you couldn't identify a single movie that you did between the divorce and the op-ed in response to Ms. Meyer's questions just now. You said there was a small tour of your band between that, but you couldn't identify a single movie that you did in the year or two prior to the op-ed, correct?
I have to tell you that when I'm working on a film, I do my work, and when I'm wrapped on that film, I've done my work and I move on to the next. So I haven't seen the majority of my films. I've seen a few only if I had to, but so it doesn't come right away to my head. That's films are not the first thing that I think about.
And you spent a long time talking about the impact of the abuse allegations made in Ms. Heard's obtaining the temporary restraining order in, or the domestic violence restraining order in May 2016, right?
Sure.
And you said, you testified that you wanted to fight it, right? But the fact is, you never fought the allegations in court in 2016. It was only after Ms. Heard published this op-ed in 2018 that you fought them. You never tried to fight him in 2016, did you?
I was advised by my attorneys not to fight.
In fact, you signed the not only the we read a statement, but let's pull up DX 1458, please. Mr. Depp, you see that this says marriage of Depp, correct?
I see that.
It's a legal document. Can you scroll to the signature page, Michelle, please? This was a document that you signed as part of your divorce proceedings, correct?
That's my signature indeed, yes.
Okay. Your Honor, move for admission of this document.
Any objection to that document?
No objection, Your Honor.
All right, 1458 in evidence.
May we publish, please?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Depp, that is your signature on the right, correct?
Yes, it is.
Dated August 15th, 2016, right?
That's what it says, yes.
And this is this is a document you signed, right?
For the third time, that is my signature, yes.
Can you go to paragraph 27, please?
Paragraph
27.
Okay.
And this paragraph is a joint statement that both sides agreed to release. And if you look in the block quote there, contains the statement, neither party has made false accusations for financial gain. Neither party has made false accusations for financial gain. Did I read that right?
You did, Mr. Robinson.
Take that down, Michelle. And that was a document you signed in August of 2016, correct?
Is that the same one that I signed three times before? Yes, yeah. That's the fourth.
Well, I wanted to make clear that you signed that in the summer of 2016, 2 years before Ms. Heard published her op-ed. I don't have anything else for the day, Your Honor.
Okay, all right. We'll go ahead and take our evening.
If that's okay.
That works for me. I was going to stop you at 5 o'clock anyway, so that's fine. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that'll conclude our day today. Again, don't do any outside research. Do not talk to anybody. We'll see you in the morning, okay? All right, have a good evening. Again, sir, just don't discuss your testimony with anybody since you're still testifying, to include your attorneys, okay? We'll see you in the morning, okay? 10 o'clock? Good?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Honor. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right.
Can I grab one of you for just a quick second?
Hi.